What's poppin', y'all? Welcome to another great episode of Tag Team Talk. I got my amazing co-host, Manda Reese, here with me. How you doing, brother?
Feeling good, man. Feeling good. We just had, I think, another good episode of Monday Night Raw. Decent episode.
I would say it was pretty decent. I think for them to give us two decent back-to-back episodes on Monday night, I'm fucking with it, because they could have definitely given us a filler episode today.
Seemed like another show with, like, not a lot of wrestling. And, we had four matches this week. I think we had three last week, right?
Yeah.
Four matches this week. But it was a pretty good episode. They continue in stories. We start to see what the Backlash card is looking like.
I will say, you can I give you your flowers? I can't put them on your doorstep, but I'm gonna just give you your flowers and say, you might actually be the real visionary. It might not be Seth Rollins. It might be Maurice. It might be you. You might be the real visionary.
I don't know. Look, if it was any other time, I would accept that and I would be proud and I would be happy. But I'm not happy that I was correct about these predictions. I did not want Logan Paul versus Jey Uso. And I damn sure didn't want Pat McAfee versus Gunther.
Man. I will say, I'm not upset with the Logan one. Like you are. I like it. It's different. I mean, Logan did wrestle Roman Reigns for the title in Saudi Arabia.
He did.
But there was also, Saudi Arabia also get whatever match they want for their main event.
Yeah.
Which is kind of crazy. When
you got that money like that. they said, hey, we want Goldberg versus Undertaker. But they like 50, we want Goldberg versus Undertaker. And they said, there you go.
Then they also do, who else? Roman Reigns had another match against, he's from that country. He's from that area. Then he won like a match to become a number one contender. He challenged Roman at Crown Jewel or something like that. I see him. Like, I see him. He's a Middle Eastern wrestler.
It's while Roman was champion?
Yeah. And they got a show, and they wanted him to be in the main event. You know who I'm actually going blank on it, and it's pissing me off. Because I know his name. And they
wrestled at Saudi Arabia?
Yeah.
Let me look up Roman Reigns Saudi Arabia matches.
It was, oh my God.
I can't think it is.
Oh my God. I'm actually mad at myself. Cause I remember seeing it and being like, damn, they really did get who they wanted.
Let's see. I'm trying to find a way to
hold on.
I can't think of who you're talking about.
2010. He wouldn't. Bro, I'm about to be mad at myself.
Nah, I don't see this match. No way. I think you're tripping.
No, I'm not. You know who I'm talking about, bro.
I don't see the match nowhere.
Maybe it wasn't Crown Jewel, but they had another event, and it was fucking. Hold on.
And it was against Roman Reigns.
Yes. Mustafa Ali.
When did they fight? I don't think they fought at.
But it was
first of all, I don't know exactly. I will say this, just to put respect on Mustafa Ali's name. He don't fuck with Saudi Arabia.
Okay.
He don't fuck with them as far as like the politics and stuff, though. So I don't want somebody to listen to us and be like, oh yeah, Mustafa Ali fuck. Nah, he don't fuck with them. But you sure that happened?
Is Didn't it happen?
Let me see. I don't remember that happening. But to be honest, I don't watch a lot of the Saudi shows just because of like the time when they come on.
I could have swore they had a match, bro. I know I'm not tripping. I can't find it either.
If they did it, no, nah, I don't see it.
Yeah, okay. Maybe I'm bugging. I could have swore that him and Mustafa Ali had a match.
I don't see it. If they did, it wasn't like while he was a tribal chief.
No, it was. It feels like it was.
I Googled it and ain't nothing coming up.
I know. I did the same thing. I don't know what the... I could have swore I saw Mustafa Ali won like a qualifying match in order to face Roman Reigns for the title. And they went on and had a match in Saudi.
You had a whole dream, brother. That you didn't cook up a whole scenario. You need to put that shit on WWE 2K or something.
That's exactly what kept coming up when I was looking it up.
That's how you know it ain't happening. Everybody cooking it up on the game and shit. Like, fuck it, I make it happen myself. Goddamn it.
Damn.
Oh man.
I know. I feel like that. I feel like I'm tripping, bro. I don't even.
I know damn well Mustafa Ali ain't had no championship match, man. Not no world championship match.
Yeah. I don't know. I don't know what the fuck I was thinking. I could have swore he did, but I'm wrong. I admit it. I'll say I'm wrong until I feel like I'm really wrong. I feel like I'm going to have to really look. I'm going to say I'm wrong for now, but I feel like I'm still right.
We just Googled it. Ain't no evidence to this match. Except for 2K. And you still saying there's a chance. Hitting in the vault somewhere is Mustafa Ali versus Roman Reigns. Hey, brother, let it go. It ain't happen. It's okay. It ain't happen.
All right, I'll let it go.
Granted, though, I give you the benefit of the doubt because some crazy matches have happened at these Saudi Arabia shows.
Yeah, they have.
Like, they did Brothers of Destruction versus DX. Like, some crazy shit has happened.
That shit was bogus as fuck. They really...
One of the worst matches ever.
I wonder what they paid Shawn Michaels to come out of retirement.
It had to be so much.
Like, he was so far gone that it seems like they had to pay him something insane.
Because it's like, he could have come out of retirement so many times before for a match.
Yeah.
And you come out for that, the bag had to be heavy, ginormous.
Yeah. So I can only imagine, this is probably not going to be our last John Cena match. They might pay to get John Cena one more match in Saudi.
I think it is John Cena's last match. I think it's going to be, I don't think John Cena is going, because John Cena, granted, let's be honest, he's richer than Shawn Michaels. Like,
he is.
He don't need the Saudi money.
But some M's.
That blood oil money.
The right amount of M's. That'll make anybody catch that flight.
I don't know. We'll see. Eventually. Hopefully we won't see, because hopefully they'll stop doing these fucking Saudi Arabia shows. But, you know, that don't look like it's stopping no time. So.
Hey, I will say him and Randy Orton cooked on Friday. I know we ain't talk about Friday. Oh, yeah. I thought they had a nice little promo battle. Seeing Randy be face is very interesting. I like the angle of him saying that John need to become a father and it'll make him a better man. And I thought it was a very intense and a momentous moment going into Backlash. When is Backlash, by the way?
Is it May something?
Oh.
What is it? I think it's like in a few 2 weeks.
Yeah. So we're probably not going to see Cena until Backlash.
May 10th.
Okay.
So yeah, 2 weeks.
Okay.
So actually, wait. So not this weekend, but next weekend.
Okay. So yeah, I mean.
Wait a minute. We only got one more Monday Night Raw before Backlash. That's kind of crazy. No wonder they were setting shit up so quick.
Yeah. Everything is rapid fire. It's rapid fire.
Yeah.
I was wondering too. I was like, damn, everything's working so fast.
Yeah.
It didn't feel like it was, it feel like we was just at WrestleMania.
We were last week. The John Cena Randy Orton segment was cool though. When it first started, I was like, all right, where are we going here? Like, with the whole kids thing. But they at John Cena took that and was like, I ain't got kids because I've been raising their kids for 25 years. I'm like, okay, I like what they're doing with this. They cooking. Randy Orton had the nerve to say, how could you say that to me after all we've been through? Like, you didn't kick that man's father in the head and try to set him on fire with pyro, but I digress. It's a good segment, though. I don't know how good the match is going to be. I'm going to be honest. But it'll just be fun to see them fight for a championship all that stuff.
Yeah, I honestly have low expectations. It's like I had low expectations for John versus Cody.
Yeah,
I think every match from that here on out, it's just John being John is the most entertaining factor. It's not going to be John as the wrestler. It's going to be John as the mic on the mic, or John as the character, more so than what he can rest to in the ring. That's how I feel about it.
I think it'll just be the novelty of seeing John Cena now.
Yeah. I don't even think they're going to have a crazy... Like, do you think they're going to have a real, like, 40-minute main event type match?
I hope not. I think they'll die in there if they do. Jesus Christ. I don't know if they capable. I'm going to be honest. I don't even think the match is going to be good, but I'm going to have fun anyway.
You don't think Randy can... I think Randy could write. I don't think John can.
It's tough because, like, it's just going to be a slow match.
Yeah, it is.
Like, a real slow match. And it's like... We just got that with John Cena and Cody. I'm not in the mood to watch another one of those. And Randy Orton works mostly slow matches.
So, yeah, he's not really working any intense. I mean, the one with him and KO, I thought was going to be pretty intense.
It had potential. Unfortunately, we won't see it. But
then I thought the more intriguing part of that show was Tiffany Stratton's. Going against Jay Cargill. I honestly didn't see that coming. I thought they were just going to talk. I didn't see it coming either. And then it was going to be it. But the fact that they have potential to have a really good match in the future.
They had a decent match. It was some moments in there where I was like, ugh. But they like, for TV,
yeah.
For two people who I wouldn't think, you know, will have good chemistry together, they had a decent match.
Yeah.
For sure.
Jade is just so fucking strong.
Jade is like, bruh. I still think about her catching Naomi midair and doing that jackhammer. Like,
and then
I don't know if y'all understand like the power it takes to catch somebody midair.
Yes. In one motion too.
In one motion. She didn't like catch her, drop her, and pick her up. She grabbed her, held her, and picked her up. Like. It's not normal human shit. Put her against the gorilla, goddammit.
Oh, you crazy. Speaking of, like, Naomi interfered in the match.
Yeah.
So
The Jay Naomi not over.
Yeah, so the Jay Naomi not over. So I guess we're getting that at Backlash. Again, which I'm with it. I'm here for
it. Yeah, I'm cool with that.
I thought they had a decent little match at Mania. Let's run that shit back. They might turn this.
They might turn this into
like one of them 3-piece series.
Do you think they should add like a stipulation, like no disqualification, something like that, or just run a regular match back?
I think they'll probably set that up this Friday.
Okay.
I feel like they're probably gonna have another heated exchange, and Adam Pearce is probably gonna set some sort of stipulation.
If they're running it back, Naomi needs to win this time.
Yeah, yeah. And then I think then it goes to Jade. Jade gets the title. Yeah. Yeah. I like 3-piece series. I think Punk really does a good job with the 3-piece series.
Yeah, he has a lot of good ones.
Yeah. It's
a lot of good ones.
I think there's value in doing the 3-piece series too. I think it doesn't overstay its welcome, but it tells a good story. And I think
that's You have to do it right though.
Yeah, you have to do it right. It has to be like bits and pieces that kind of just continue on. Maybe someone don't show up for 2 weeks and they think it's over with. Then boom, this shit ain't over. I like those type of stories.
Yeah, like if the story doesn't warrant 3 separate matches throughout 3 PLEs or something, then you shouldn't do it. Some shit deserves to be over quick. I think this Jade and Naomi thing is so heated and it's been dragged on for so long. Doing one match and moving on would probably just be a disservice to them both. So even if they don't do three, I think it's they need to at least do another one. So I'm looking forward to that.
And then in the same literally situation, we got the reopening of Nia Jax and Tiffany Stratton. Very, very random.
I don't want to see.
I didn't see that coming at all. I thought they literally buried that shit and was just like, we done with it. But it seems like they only did that because they didn't want Nia Jax to be involved in Mania, I guess. So essentially, they told her, we're going to sit you out for a little bit. We're going to let Tiffany go ahead and main event WrestleMania with Charlotte. Well, not main event, but headline it with Charlotte. And then we revisit the story. We just don't want to get into y'all's story yet because then it'll interfere with WrestleMania. I just think all this, I just think it's a little stupid.
I think so. And I think also they ain't got nobody else for her to fight. Like, who else on the women's roster is she going to fight right now? On SmackDown?
Yeah.
Ain't nobody. I mean, for Christ's sakes, they just crowned the new United States champion, Zelina Vega, and she barely gets reactions from the crowd when she comes out. No offense. I love Zelina Vega.
Yeah.
But, like, I was at SmackDown before WrestleMania when she came out, and there was no reaction. Late for a little bit, but mostly crickets. Bro.
I think one thing that'll help. Do you think Stephanie gets called up to SmackDown?
They need to do some moving around. It looks like she's already on. To be honest, they just called up. It seems like Roxanne, Julia, and Stephanie to Raw.
Yeah.
At once. Well, obviously Stephanie's not called up. She's the champion, but she's on Raw 2 weeks in a row.
Yeah.
It seems like they're setting up another Evolution pay-per-view, the all-women pay-per-view.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe they're getting ready for that, and then maybe we'll get like a draft or something where some women get moved to SmackDown, because SmackDown needs the talent right now as far as women go.
Yeah.
But yeah, they need to move some shit around, get some women on SmackDown. Maybe move Rhea Ripley to SmackDown, man. Like, I'm tired of seeing her feud with Liv on Raw. I'm tired of seeing her and Io Sky. Let's move on from that shit.
Well, according to her, she's still coming for Io Sky's title. So,
man, doing this shit again. Like, how many opportunities she need?
Yeah, I mean, it kind of seems like it's the same rinse and repeat. But if that shit make money, you know the WWE would keep doing it.
Every time.
Because essentially, it's just whatever puts money into my pocket is essentially what they're going to continue doing. And Aria essentially is the biggest draw in the company. So it's kind of hard not to put her in these title matches. And she's also only 25, 26.
She's like 28 now.
She's 28 now?
Or 27.
Okay. Let's
see, 28, 27.
28, 27. So she's still young.
No, for sure.
Which is why I think isn't Bianca's pretty young too, so.
Yeah, Rhea Ripley is 28, she'll be 29 in October.
Okay.
I think Bianca's in her 30s, like early 30s though.
Okay.
Oh, never mind. She's 36.
Oh, wow. Wow.
Did not know that.
She does not look 36.
I mean, 36 is still young.
No, yeah, yeah.
But for a wrestler.
Yeah.
Yeah. Nah. I wouldn't expect her to be 36.
She's actually fucking... She doesn't wrestle like a 36-year-old vet.
Nah.
She's...
Has she only been on the main roster for 5 years?
Yeah. Mm. She's still doing the 540 splash.
450.
450. So like...
540 is crazy if she did a 540.
The fact that she's still able to pull that off at 36 is just like,
yeah,
she's still in her prime.
Yeah, she killed. She still got some years left, man.
She be picking up motherfuckers the size of Nia Jax.
She can pick me up. No, I don't want Montez Ford to hear that. He'll beat my ass.
And according to him online, he be telling motherfuckers he can't fight.
Hey, look. I believe, brother. I seen that TLC match.
Look. Hey, big congrats to them, man.
Man, they showed why that should have been on WrestleMania.
Yeah. I didn't watch the full match, but I seen some bits and clips of it.
D Mills. You gotta watch it. It is one of the greatest TLC matches I've ever seen in my life.
Ever?
Ever. Top five. Mm. It's up there with the WrestleMania 17, the
like,
Hardys.
Like the Hardys. That's the exact. I was like, Jeff knew them put on some crazy shit in the ladder
match. It's up there. You have to watch the whole thing.
Okay.
It's one of the greatest TV matches. It's a match of the year candidate.
Mm, of all, like, even the pay-per-views or just on
TV? Yes.
Oh.
TV and pay-per-views.
Wow.
You have to go out of your way and watch this match.
I will. I got you.
Yes. You have to. Trust me. Like, you will not be disappointed. I'm telling you. Like, man, what a match.
Like, you wish you was in the building type match.
Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm. It was insane. Oh, my God. Watching it, I'm just like, bro, they really cooking right now. Like, I know it was going to be good, but I didn't expect them to, like, let them cook like that and for the match to go so long. It went, like, 25 minutes, probably. Like,
yeah.
Yeah. Okay. Really good match.
Anything else you want to cover, Mike? Or do you want to just jump into Raw?
No, we can jump into Raw.
I mean, I thought today was the Seth Rollins show.
Yeah.
Monday Night Rollins. And I thought that they delivered. I like the continued story. I was not expecting Sami Zayn to get involved. It was threw me off a little bit, but I fucked with it because Sami Zayn pretty much came out and confronted him and told him that I feel like you're jealous of what Roman Reigns and CM Punk has done, and like you wish you were on a level. And I was just like, ooh, I like this angle. And then Seth Rollins pretty much told him, if you ain't on our side, you can get the fuck out of here. Or we gonna whoop your ass.
Yeah. Like, moving like the mafia. Like.
Yeah, that's exactly, that's the type of shit that is like, he really on some big boss shit. And like,
yeah, moving like James St. Patrick out here, bro. Like,
I thought he really sent the message to the whole locker room tonight. And I thought that was a very, very good Seth Rollins planned show. From the start to the main event, I thought it was all phenomenal.
I will say, the Sami Zayn thing came out of nowhere. I wasn't expecting that.
I wasn't either.
Maybe because Punk and Roman not here this week, they like, damn, we got some.
Yeah.
I felt like in storyline-wise, Sami Zayn was like kind of overreacting. Like, man, why are you coming out here getting on this man like this? Like, you was just buddy-buddy with Paul Heyman a few months ago in November, brother. Like,
yeah,
what's going on? But overall, the way they told the story, and they was like, what a force to be reckoned with. I'm like, bro, they just 2v1 Sami Zayn. Like, come on now. Like, they ain't did nothing crazy. They did cook CM Punk and Roman Reigns last week, so let me relax.
Yeah.
But at first, I was wondering, like, okay, backlash we might get Seth Rollins Braun Breaker versus CM Punk and Roman Reigns.
That's exactly what seemed like it literally seemed like they were setting that up the night after WrestleMania.
But maybe now I'm thinking we get a six-man tag team match with Sami Zayn and like maybe that third person.
Oh.
I don't know. Or maybe we just get the tag team match between Punk, Reigns, Breaker and Rollins, and then like during the match, the third person comes out and
helps. Sami Zayn interferes.
I don't think it'll be Sami Zayn.
Has to be. He's already included. Damn near.
No, I mean like just a regular tag team match.
Oh, okay.
And then the third person of Seth and Braun's group.
Okay.
Cheats and helps them win.
Okay.
The match. Yeah. I don't know. We'll see.
I'm interested. They haven't really hinted that there is a third person.
They haven't.
So
they haven't. It may not be.
Yeah. I feel like the way Paul Heyman and Seth, the way they've always, there's usually some like crumbles or some hints or some like they kind of insert something here, insert something there to make you really start thinking. They haven't really played with your mind in that way. Maybe that's just a new way that they're working right now. Maybe they just like, we not going to give y'all any hints. It's just going to catch you completely off guard.
Yeah, that's possible. That they could be doing that. I don't know. We'll see. If maybe it's like, okay, next week, Punk and Reigns come back. They set up the tag team match. So that's the last Raw for Backlash. Maybe this week they was writing Sami Zayn off. That way, you know, after Backlash, you could do Sami Zayn versus Seth Rollins, maybe, since Punk and Roman would be gone. I don't know. But I think for sure this whole Seth Rollins and his new faction and what they're doing is the most intriguing thing on WWE television to me right now.
Yeah, I'm actually extremely excited for it. I think it gives us a new storyline that isn't the Bloodline. And it's Seth Rollins, and then you also have this young, ready to ascend in Bron Breakker. And then they also had a fucking GOAT manager in Paul Heyman. Like, it literally, you have a solidified star already in Seth and his co-star being Bron Breakker. And then he just has, like, fucking Phil Jackson next to him. Like, this is literally, like, what they cooking up.
Yeah. This is what they... This is like... Nah, I can't call Seth Rollins Jordan. That's crazy. I can't call him Jordan. Yeah, you was about to give me that. I was about to say, like, if Jordan stayed on the Bulls and Phil Jackson stayed on the Bulls and then they drafted Kobe and it's like... All right, I'm about to mentor, you know, the young people coming up. Nah, Seth, not Jordan, but you get what I'm saying.
Yeah, I think anybody watching will get the comparison. You're not actually saying that Seth Rollins is Jordan.
Hell no. He ain't in that conversation, goddammit.
We'll get that to Roman. No, actually, I don't even know who that would be.
As far as like right now, like who's still active right now?
Yeah.
Yeah, it's Roman. I give it to Roman.
Yeah. Well, we was talking all the time.
Stone Cold for me, man.
He'd be the Michael Jordan?
Stone Cold is the greatest of all time for me.
I was probably going to give it to The Rock.
I mean, that's fair. I mean, they the ones, like, and that really, like, you can't have a Mount Rushmore WWE without The Rock and Stone Cold.
Only reason I'm giving it to The Rock, I just think he's a better in-ring talent. While also having the same charisma and mic skills.
I think, in my opinion, Austin is better in the ring, but when Austin was popular, he had to change like how he wrestled because of his neck injury,
yeah.
But before that, he really used to get down in that motherfucker. But he wasn't popular like that at the time, so I understand. Like,
that could be a whole episode. NBA players. NBA players to WWE superstar
comparisons.
Hey, we came with a nice little extra episode.
Motherfucking Muggsy Bogues, Rey Mysterio, and shit. You know.
I fuck with that.
Wilt Chamberlain, Andre the Giant. We gonna save that.
Oh, hell yeah. They don't have to wait for it.
They gonna have to wait for that.
But I think the other interest, I think Stephanie's given us a show these last two Mondays, and it just makes me so excited to see her on the main roster. Because, like, she could really go. She could wrestle. She's athletic. Yeah. She's flexible. I think she does. Her moveset is deep. Her finisher is interesting. Is she supposed to hit them? I thought so too. It seems like it's just a backbreaker.
It's an awful finisher, bro. Honestly, like, and I love Steph. She's probably my favorite female wrestler on the roster right now. Actually, not probably. She is.
Yeah.
But that finisher is just so bad, man. I don't like. It's just a backbreaker, bro. Like,
that's all it is.
She does this move on the top rope called the spiral tap.
Okay.
And I'm like, just make that your finisher. That shit looks cool. Why are you doing a backbreaker as your finisher?
Yes. I don't get it. And the way she set up the backbreaker is like she chop out your leg from, and then it looks like it's going into a submission type move. Like you would think that that's how you set up a submission, but instead she's using that to set up her backbreaker. I mean, it works. They allow her to, she's a fucking champion with it, I guess. I guess Shawn Michaels sees some sort of vision. He ain't made her change it, so I'm gonna let Shawn and Hunter do what they do. But just from a visual standpoint, it just, when you look at all the other finishes around the league, I mean, around wrestling,
we just talking about the NBA shit.
It just don't really hold up to a lot of them. I know a lot of people talk shit about Oblivion. Oblivion is a good finisher. It's actually, I think Oblivion is a good finisher when the right person is. I just
hate how slow it is.
I think it all depends on who's taking it.
It's always slow. Like, some people make it look good. Yeah. It's possible, but it's just how slow the move is. Like, she runs at you and then it slows down, like, and I'm just like, it just don't look good, man. Like,
I feel like I'm indifferent. I feel like I like it.
I don't like it.
It's
been around so long, I live with it.
No pun intended.
No pun intended. No pun intended. No pun intended. I had to realize, like, but I still don't like it. But it's better than Stephanie's finishing, for sure.
Yeah, but I like it because it feels like the Oblivion seems like you fucking got knocked against the ropes. But then she uses her momentum against the ropes to pretty much throw your face into the mat. I kind of fuck with it.
But the problem is it never really looks like their face is being thrown into the mat.
Yeah, it depends on who. Yeah, it always depends on who's taking the move.
If a move only looks good depending on who's taking it, I don't think it's a good finish.
Yeah.
I don't know. That's just me, though.
No, you're not wrong. You're not wrong. A good finisher
should, I mean, I'm not look right either. That's just my personal opinion.
A good finisher looks good on everybody.
Yeah. Yeah. I think a good finisher should look good on everybody. Unless it's just a bad wrestler who fucks it up, but like, most times it just don't look smooth.
Yeah,
to me.
You should allow somebody to bring back the tombstone.
Man, them motherfuckers at AEW and shit.
Yeah, they doing the tombstone
too damn much. I'm just like, actually, bro,
they do it to the point it's not even like a protected move. It's just a normal
motherfuckers just doing tombstones, bro. Like,
yeah, they just do them just casually.
That shit pissed me off. It's like if you do a pile driver, bro, that should end the match.
Yeah. Okay?
Or at least, like, it should be considered a finisher. You shouldn't just, like, do a pile driver or a tombstone and then go into another move. Like,
they be no selling pile drivers.
I don't know what they next made of.
Because, like, we saw that finisher carry the Undertaker for years. You got hit with that tombstone, you might see them walk coming the next Friday with a fucking brace on their neck.
Boy, I remember WrestleMania 25, Undertaker versus Shawn Michaels, and that final tombstone. Oh, he was like, all right, this is the third one. Them other ones ain't work. I'm going to jump in the air with this one.
Yeah.
Spinal. God damn it.
The fact that they gave us two back-to-back Mania matches that was actually really fucking good. That
classics.
Which kind of, the way they set them up to was beautiful, too.
Yeah.
Like, the fact that Shawn Michaels robbed Taker of the title at in that Elimination Chamber.
Yeah.
That shit was, I remember rewatching that over the last few years, and I was like, well, I was like, what? That's how this shit got set up? Because I remember seeing the match, but I didn't see how it got built up like that. And I was like, damn, they really made this shit work like this. Like, the story writing back then was, it was just so much more talent, I think. I feel like it was just a lot better.
It was. I mean, it got a little bad after that, to be honest. But I don't know. I think they're doing a little better now. But I think, like, the 2000s era, they was really good with a lot of the stories.
Are we, like, the old heads when it comes to this? Like, how old heads talk about the NBA? How it was, like, so much better in the 90s?
But, like, you know the thing is? It's true, though.
The NBA was better in the 90s?
No, I'm talking about the wrestling, yeah.
Oh.
With the NBA, you can be like, oh, it's a lot of good things that's better. Nah. With
Yeah,
WWE,
the early 2000s was.
2000s and the late 90s, yeah.
Yeah, that's. It's no. It's honestly, it's not even no argument. Cause like the talent pool was just so fucking deep that like on your Friday nights you got Eddie Guerrero versus JBL or some shit, and it's a fucking great match, and it's just.
Godfather was out here getting CM Punk level pops, and he wasn't even fighting for championships like that. Like, come on,
You got
man. She was different. She was different.
yeah, Rey Mysterio was fucking on top of the world, and he wasn't even like a world title guy at the time
Not
either.
nah, not yet.
But
It was different, man.
you had Rob Van Dam, Kurt Angle.
I feel sorry for the people who ain't get to live through it, like, you know, as
And
kids, and
Kurt,
they ain't
Chris
grow
Jericho. We had like it was such a stacked roster that it was kind of like.
Kurt Angle, Chris Jarrett, like, it was already a stacked roster before they bought WCW and ECW. But after, we had Chris Jericho, Kurt Angle,
Christian.
Stone Cold, The Rock, Christian. Like, you had the tag team division was crazy. People lower was popular. Like,
Yeah.
then you had Rob Van Dam, Booker T. Like, man, that shit was crazy. I can go on all day.
Yeah, that's how the old heads talk about the 90s NBA. That's how I feel about the 2000s wrestling. It's just like that shit was just too good. It's just
That's us, bro.
you don't even know how to put it into words. 'Cause like when you look at this shit now, it's like it's cool, but it's just not that. Like it's
It
good.
just
It's
ain't
just
that,
not,
bro.
and it's okay. It's okay.
Y'all never gonna get cooler than Eddie Guerrero and Rey Mysterio fighting in a ladder match over the custody of a child. Never gonna get cooler than that, bro.
Hey, the story right just ain't like that.
You never gonna get cooler than John Cena losing the United States Championship, and like behind the scenes, he had to go film a movie. But they told us that Carlito stabbed him in the nightclub to write him off of TV. Never gonna get cooler than that, bro. They like you just can't get shit like that nowadays because they want to show you everything. Like,
You're not gonna see Triple H in the back of a limousine and that shit explode.
not gonna see Triple H. Actually, you don't need to see Triple H drug a woman and marry her. Actually, you don't need to see that. But you're not gonna see Stone Cold Steve Austin chase Triple H into a parking lot. Triple H get into his rental car and Stone Cold pull up with a forklift, lift the car up into the air, flip it over, and Triple H lives. He lived.
I can't. I just, yeah, the storytelling just. I couldn't even imagine them doing any of the shit that they did back then now.
I just watched a clip the other day of it was like it had to be 1999. The Rock and Stone Cold, and The Rock is on the bridge cutting a promo with the Smoking Skull belt. And it's funny shit. You see the truck pull up in the background, and The Rock
Yeah.
says, "I smell trash." And Stone Cold pulls up in the truck. And he's cutting a promo on Stone Cold while he's pulling up in the truck. Stone Cold get out the truck, they start fighting. And The Rock throws Stone Cold off the bridge into the water and throws the belt into the water too. Like, come on, man.
My
Come
boys don't
on,
want to get
man.
thrown to rivers no more, man. What is wrestling? You gotta get thrown to a river. Somebody gotta get thrown in there.
They don't make it like they. Let me tell you something. The wrestling fans will never be able to say hashtag we done with the 90s or we done with the 2000s because it ain't gonna work like that, bro.
No.
It ain't gonna work like that.
People didn't even like Roman Reigns for 8 years.
That's.
And you was a
Until he turned heel.
you was such a big tribal chief guy.
I'm still a big
And
tribal.
now you
You want to
over
know the
here.
funny part?
So was
In the
you a big
2000s,
dog fan?
I was.
Okay.
But the thing, I was like, man, like, Roman is good. He can be the guy. They just presenting him the wrong way. This is not, stop trying to do the John Cena thing. Let him just be a Samoan badass. I didn't even say turn him heel. I didn't think they would do that. But when they did, I'm like, Bro, Chief. That's my guy. That's how my old Twitter got deleted. Talking to you about the tribal chief.
What?
Man, me and you was tweeting, we was tweeting about something, and I said, my tribal chief will smash you.
Oh, that's how your Twitter got
And
deleted?
Twitter grabbed that tweet and was basically saying I was threatening you, and that tweet got my old Twitter deleted.
Wow. That's actually insane. That's crazy. I did not know
Of
that.
all the crazy shit I used to say, that was the one that got it
And
clipped.
that's crazy. They couldn't have invent. They couldn't have just.
I tried multiple times. I tried to I like I
And
tried to
support was no
appeal it.
help.
I tried to appeal it and they denied it multiple times.
That means that they didn't even look. They didn't give a fuck. They just
They ain't give a
denied it.
shit. They ain't give a shit. They
That's
ain't give a shit.
crazy.
It is what it is. Though I started over, I'm good now. It's cool.
My tribal chief will smash you. That's actually crazy.
Crazy. Crazy, bro. It's a lot of stuff on Twitter that shouldn't be on Twitter, if you know what I mean.
Yeah.
But that got my Twitter deleted. That's crazy, man.
And
Crazy.
they didn't even consider unbanning it either. They just said deny.
I should have sent it to Roman Reigns, like, bro, can you please get my Twitter back, Tribal Chief? Like, I know you got some pull, man. I know you got some power. Shit. Oh, man.
He definitely got the connects.
We gotta get to the rest of the show. We ain't even get past the first segment. I just realized that.
We covered the first segment.
No, I'm saying we didn't get past the first segment. We ain't even get
Oh,
to the oh no, we did. We did because we started talking about Stephanie. You're right. You're right.
And then I don't
Oh, we
what
forgot
happened
about
after?
Rhea Ripley and Roxanne. That was first.
No, it wasn't.
Yeah, it was. Rhea Ripley and Roxanne.
The first thing was on
It
Seth
was.
Rollins.
No, I'm saying like that was first before Stephanie. That's what
Oh,
I'm saying. Yeah,
okay,
yeah.
I actually didn't
I mean,
even
it's
see
not
that.
much.
I
It's
didn't
not
see it
much to talk.
actually.
They had a decent match and it got interrupted by DQ and then Io Sky came out to save her. That's all that happened.
Okay. So it's
Like
short.
the opposite of last week.
Okay. That's not, okay. It was a short match, you said?
It wasn't short.
Okay.
It was a decent match. Decent lift match.
Roxanne can hang with Rhea?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Absolutely. Roxanne can hang with anybody.
Okay. Because I've only seen a little bit of it. I don't really watch NXT. So when people get called up, it's a pretty much a new person to me. I've seen probably some bits and pieces of them and heard their name. But like when they actually get called up, it's like, this is who they are. And I'm just, this is just a fresh scene to me. It's like a brand new scene to me.
Roxanne is really one of them ones, and she's only like 23.
Damn.
Yeah,
So
Roxanne is young.
she's like the female version of Bron Breakker.
Shit, Ron Breakker, 27.
Oh shit. True.
She young, young. She like the
So
female
Randy
fucking
Orton.
Randy Orton. Yeah,
Yeah,
Randy
okay.
Orton.
Oh,
She a female Randy Orton. She trained under Booker T
okay.
at his wrestling school, so yeah.
Okay. Daniel Garcia sent me some wrestling schools that was here.
You trying to get into the business?
He made a he asked around, and
Okay.
so some people, I was like I really consider it sometimes, and he said I'll ask around for you, and he sent me a list of places, and he was like, these are the places that people say you should go to if you're really into it, and I was like,
How long ago was that? You ever look into it, or you was just like, nah, it ain't for me.
it's been a few months since I revisited that list. I'm scared. I don't know. I'm not. I don't know if I'm a wrestler for real. I just know it's always
Yeah,
been
it's a
someone.
grind, bro. Like it's not sweet, bro.
No, it's not.
It's not
That's why
sweet.
like when people say it's fake, I'm just like, y'all don't understand. Y'all still have their perception of that everything is fake, but it's not all fake. They're real athletes doing real stunts, doing real moves. The script is just fake. Everything else is real. I mean, yeah, when you get Tombstone Power Drive, your head isn't going straight, isn't getting power drive into the mat. But
Obviously, but people are getting hurt, and it's
yes.
like I went to my first independent show because Maryland has their own independent wrestling joint, bro. when you go to a WWE show and they land on them mats, like, yeah, it sounds hard, but it's like, all right, you understand. When you go to an independent wrestling show, that shit's all wood, bro.
Oh, like, shit.
Like, that shit sounds very painful. Mm. Like, you go to a wrestling school, mm-hmm. that's the type of shit you gonna be doing. That's why I'm like, you gotta really love it, because not only are you gonna be taking bumps on fucking wooden rings and shit, you ain't gonna be getting paid much.
Yeah.
So, like, yeah.
It's all worth
it. I don't love it that much.
It's essentially just making it to the big leagues.
I'll be a manager. Mm-hmm. I'll be like a Paul Heyman.
But I have the YouTuber boost, right? So I catapult up the card.
Kinda. You're going to have to do it. We're going to have to do a whole lot more to get up to that Logan Paul and I show speed level. God damn it. You're going to have to do a whole lot more streams. God damn it. Start streaming every goddamn week. Hey. Start getting them deals and start being one of those people they show in the front row at Raw and shit.
Hey, if it give me a match with AJ Styles, I'm with it.
Hey, you can go into the ring with AJ Styles right now and get a 4-star match.
No, I couldn't.
That's how good AJ Styles is. That's not how good you are. That's how good AJ Styles is.
He can make me look good.
He will make you look good.
So you think when Travis get his in-ring chance, if it's not the right talent, it won't look good?
If he... I don't know, man. It depends on how he train. If he take it as serious as like Logan Paul and Bad Bunny, then maybe. But
he also don't have an athletic build.
He don't, bro. Like, Bad Bunny doesn't either, though. So
I don't know how athletic. Travis don't look athletic. Bad Bunny is
athletic. He don't look athletic at all.
Bad Bunny is actually athletic. I don't know.
But we know that because we've seen him wrestle.
Yeah, but Travis just don't look athletic.
He don't. Nothing about him screams athlete, bro. Nothing, bro.
I've never, like most rappers, you see some hoop videos. I haven't seen Travis hoop.
Have you seen Travis do nothing but rap and smoke, bro. That's it. He don't look athletic, bro. I ain't gonna lie, he did pretty okay taking that crossroads, but it's like,
that's just taking a move.
That's just taking a move.
But also, he looked off. He just looked weak. He didn't. I don't know. He just didn't look like an athlete.
Travis, I don't want to see Travis in the ring.
When he punched Cody Rhodes when he was on the mat, that didn't look like an. He didn't look like an athlete.
First of all, he ain't know what he was doing. No, punched the goddamn man too hard. But I digress.
They did say he busted his ear. I don't know if that was a work.
I don't know how true that is, but
yeah,
Jesus.
But we'll see one day.
Speaking of YouTubers, Logan Paul and Jey Uso.
Yes.
How you feeling? Now, here's the thing. I didn't know Backlash was so close. So we're not going to get a long rivalry. It's just going to be like, all right, next week when we got the match, and it'll probably be over. Mm-hmm. Which is cool with me.
Yeah.
And I think they could put on a good match. We'll see.
I think so. I mean, I think Logan's just a walking highlight when you talk about being in the ring. So
there's
going to be some highlights from Logan Paul whenever he wrestles. I wonder if we're going to get another promo battle from them. I did like how the show ended. It didn't end this way. It ended with Seth and them, but when Logan Paul punched him in his jaw. That shit was like, oh, okay. Yeah. I like this. That really got me a little bit more intrigued. Cause like, there's no way, is Jay gonna respond next week? Is this?
He definitely got.
Cause he can't do it again with Gunther where he just don't do shit, and then all of a sudden just go and win. Like he can't get punched again like that and then just walk away. Just all willy, like it's cool.
If he lets somebody punch him in his mouth and he'll come back with something, then you are not my world champion, brother. Gunther would never.
Gunther make you watch your brother bleed.
Choke your ass out. He don't care if you're a commentator or a wrestler. That better.
Yeah.
Play that shit.
But I'm excited for the match. I think it should be decent. I mean, no stakes involved. I think Jay's gonna win. But
I mean, of course. Yeah.
Now that would be crazy if Logan does win. Like that would be the ultimate curveball.
Hey, bro, I'd be so pissed off. I'd be so pissed off, bro.
Do you think Logan's ever gonna be full time?
Nah. He make too much money outside of wrestling to ever be full time, I think. Like he was a millionaire before he ever did.
Yeah,
he don't need this shit. So
yeah,
I don't think he'll ever be like. Well, what do you when you say full time? What do you mean? Like every week?
Every few weeks, like he's never just like completely gone.
Nah, I don't think so.
He's just here for the certain PLEs and.
He is here more than he used to be, though, which...
Yeah, he is.
I guess this is his version of full-time.
Yeah, which isn't bad.
Kind of how, like, CM Punk is kind of full-time, but not full-time.
CM Punk showed, at least these last... He has... CM Punk before Mania was kind of showing up every week, though.
Yeah.
But, like, he had spots where he would wrestle, but he wouldn't wrestle. Like, if you know what I mean. And, like, he would come out, cut promos... And, like, CM Punk made his presence felt on the shows regularly. Right. I could see Logan doing some version of that. Not to the full extent of what Punk was doing, but in a way. But it doesn't seem like the... I genuinely don't know what's real and what's fake. The internet wrestling community hates him. I know the fans boo him, but it seems like just normal heel boos.
Who? Logan Paul?
Yeah.
Most people don't like him. Most people boo him because they don't like him and they got a reason to boo him. Some people boo him maybe because they think he's a good heel. Overall, I'm kind of indifferent to him, but he's good. Like, you can't deny it.
Yeah, he's a good wrestler. I just can't take that away from him. And
no, I can't.
I enjoy watching him wrestle. I mean, I can't take that away.
I haven't seen a bad Logan Paul match. So,
yeah.
That's the best compliment I can give him.
Yeah, exactly. And then right after that, we had the, I forgot what happened. I ain't even going to lie to you.
I mean, the only thing really left worth talking about, we talked about the Seth Braun Breaker, Sami Zayn thing, the opening and closing segment.
Yeah.
Talked about Stephanie Valcare, Jay and Logan Paul. The only thing left is the Becky Lyra Valkyrie.
That was the last thing, yeah.
Yeah, they had the New Day tag team match, but it really didn't do shit. It's just
that was when I fast forwarded and watched
the opening. I remember scene. You told me, yeah.
Because I had missed it.
But the Becky and Lyra promo was good.
It was good. No, I thought it was really good. It was good. Lyra stood 10 toes down. The way it ended surprised me. I didn't think Becky Lynch was about to snake her at the end of the tunnel. That was like whoa. But I did think Lyra. She handled her own on the mic. She talked confidently. She had good argument points. I thought it was a very good promo overall between both of them. Becky tried to make it seem like Lyra wouldn't have been shit if it wasn't for her. And Lyra pretty much saying, I would have always been me. I'm going to be a better version. And I'm going to be a better person than you are. And I know damn well I'm a better wrestler than you are.
Yeah.
I love that shit.
I like she made the call back to the fact that she beat Becky for NXT Women's Championship. But I think this feud, not even just the fact that it's Becky Lynch, somebody who is of a higher level involved, I think the fact that it's a real feud, a real story involved with this Intercontinental Championship, I think it needs it. So I'm glad it's going to be on the pay-per-view and not on a fucking Raw before or after or some shit.
And I think it can elevate the women's Intercontinental title.
Not for sure, yeah. I think that's the whole purpose of it.
That's why I had said this before, but I was like, that triple threat at Mania, one of them could have been involved in this with the Intercontinental title to help elevate it.
It is what it is. At least they're doing it now.
Yeah. And shit, maybe now it intrigue other wrestlers don't want to go for it.
It's possible.
Yeah, because it is an important title. It's prestigious throughout wrestling. Nah. They just now essentially just put it on women.
Yeah. Not this only. One ain't prestigious. The other one is.
Yeah. But you got to make this
build a lineage.
Yeah, you got to make this feel prestigious. You got to put some certain names that then wrestled with it and then carried it. And, you know, it makes it feel more important.
No, for sure.
So. But hey, I think that was another great episode of Tag Team Talk. It's a little late. It's about 10:30. I'm finna hop in and watch the rest of this Warriors game. And
It's 11:30 when I'm at. I want to finish the rest of this game, but I know I got work in the morning. I gotta be responsible.
Hey, be a responsible adult, man. Hit them.
Yeah, I'm gonna be a responsible adult and watch the basketball game.
Hey, that's our way of being responsible sometimes.
It is what it is, bro.
Hey, man, we appreciate y'all coming through. Make sure y'all hit that subscribe button, hit that like button. We out, baby. Peace.
Peace.